This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in 1 hour, the top five at five with Honest Jack, the sentient AI version of Jack, because we don't have Jack this week. He is on paternity leave. And Honest Jack is an AI version of Jack. They can't lie. Only tell us the truth. So we find out what Jack is really thinking. Big news from yesterday. Jack has blocked me on Twitter. Has not unblocked me, by the way. And have not heard from him about it. He has not said one thing to me about it, about blocking me on Twitter.
He definitely knows we talked about it yesterday.
Oh, come on. You know he does. Because he gets, even if he decides, he always says he doesn't listen.
Of course he does.
Because he doesn't want things to make him mad or whatever. But you know he gets text messages.
Yes.
About it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So we all love Elliot Shore Parks. We love the Go Birds podcast. Elliot was talking yesterday about the Eagles cap situation on the pod and mentioned two Eagles vets that the Eagles could think about extending. Here's who he talked about.
So I think it's a great point by you. The other name I would throw out there is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He got a below-market deal last year. He had an awesome year this year. And I would kind of compare both of them a little bit to the Hassan Reddick situation.
Yes.
Hassan Reddick had the 1 year on his deal, had an unbelievable year, wanted a new deal, didn't happen. So, like, they're kind of like that with Saquon and Chauncey. Now, with Saquon, you know, I kind of think they're at the mercy of whatever Saquon wants. Like, I just can't imagine them saying no to Saquon. But Saquon also got almost $30 million guaranteed last year. So he was well paid last year. Chauncey is a different situation. Like, Chauncey got $10 million guaranteed last year. You could argue he already earned all that in 1 year. He has a very low base salary. And I don't know, like, Chauncey's always, to me, felt like someone that feels he is viewed less than he actually is, both around the league, and I would imagine that correlates to his pay as well. So those are two to look at. And the other one we haven't brought up, Cam Jurgens is eligible for an extension. So, like, outside of just the free agents, they got a lot of people on the roster that are due for big money extensions. So that's why that $20 million cap number sounds like a lot. But it quickly starts chipping away when you realize all the things that happened.
So that was in the morning show, not Go Birds pod. That is on me. The Cam Jurgens, you extend, whatever. He's going to be the center here for the next 10 years. Assuming.
You know he's having back surgery?
Oh, is he having surgery?
Right?
I didn't see that.
I think I saw something where it said he just had it.
I did not see that.
I think he had it either yesterday or today out in Los Angeles.
Well, then maybe you give him a 2-year extension. But Cam Jurgens, at his age, mm-hmm. you know, at his position.
Make sure I'm looking at that, right?
I heard Landon Dickerson was going to have surgery. I didn't see that Cam Jurgens was going to have back surgery. I wonder what that surgery is, actually. CJGJ.
Yeah, here it is.
Okay.
He had surgery on his back this week to heal nerves, I guess, that was bothering him.
Yeah.
That's what was bothering him. I don't know if it was some pinched nerve or what have you.
Yeah. Well, what normally happens is when you have a disc hernia. So, you know, people talk about herniated discs all the time. Most people have some sort of herniated disc in their back. It's when that disc ends up touching nerves mm-hmm. is when it causes that problem. And by the way, as someone who has experienced that pain for a lot of time, like when you have nerve pain in your lower back from a herniated disc,
yeah.
you can't forget playing football.
Right.
I couldn't tie my shoes, couldn't put pants on, couldn't bend over, can't concentrate on anything. And it's usually, they usually try not to do surgery on you, but when you're a professional athlete, you know, that's going to. CJGJ.
Sounds like it might be minor, so it doesn't sound, he should be ready for training camp.
CJGJ, I don't know you need to give more money to CJGJ, do you?
Well, only if he's asking for it.
Well, he's got two more years left on his contract.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he signed a three-year deal, three-year $17 million deal with 10 guaranteed. So,
10 guaranteed?
10 guaranteed. I don't know. CJGJ is a really good player. Glad I have him on the team. He's one of those guys that, like, I don't know, he's under contract.
He's a vibes guy. Well, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I guess it's more about keeping the vibes right.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, that's what happened after that Super Bowl. Some guys got paid. Some guys didn't get paid. They thought they should have gotten paid. And one of them was Nelson Agholor.
Oh, he thought he should have gotten paid?
Coming off that Super Bowl year.
Yeah.
Like, and they gave contract. Remember, they wound up bringing in D-Jack the year after that. Like, so I'm just saying, Malcolm didn't get a new contract.
I remember
right?
that.
Like, he didn't get a new contract. So they wound up giving some guys new contracts, and then some guys didn't. And you wonder, does that mess with the chemistry in a locker room? I know they can't pay everybody, but this is the type of stuff that happens that derails repeats.
Well, then you have to think about the guys that you're not paying, and there you don't want a squeaky wheel gets the grease with all this. But CJGJ is a guy.
I completely agree.
As far as Saquon goes, I don't know. Give him $100 million.
I think that's one we all agree on. Like, yeah, if he wants a new deal, find a way to give him one.
There are very few athletes in this city who could publicly say they would want a new deal and everybody would support them.
Right.
Saquon is one of those guys.
This would be the year he should do it if he's going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I wonder. Yeah, you never know, man. Because I started seeing graphics, right, where people were saying Saquon is being paid what the 25th highest wide receiver is being paid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's the
right,
scale.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, but in his mind, he's like, well, okay, that's okay if you're not the focal point of the offense.
Right. Well, I thought Elliot did make on Go Birds was talking about the cap thing. Mm-hmm. One thing you do have to be careful about, and this was a smart thing he said, is when you pay somebody a contract, you're paying them for what they will do, not what they have done. Right?
That's the way it should be.
That's the way it should be.
Yes.
The thing about, look, and Saquon is a different guy, but you would be paying him for what he did. And you have a running back at his age that you just paid. Look, I'm saying give Saquon whatever he wants, but at his age, who just had 400 touches, is like, if you're talking about from a money strategic standpoint, paying Saquon more when you have him under contract for the next 2 years, where chances are, I hope he's good for more than two more years, but, you know, odds are these are going to be the best 3 years he has left, you know, and we might have just seen the best one. You're paying for past performance if you're paying Saquon.
Sure.
You know.
You also, this is a... I would think this is a guy they would want to be an ambassador for this organization moving forward.
For a long time.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that matters also. Here's the good thing. To this point, Saquon hasn't asked for anything. So
yes.
He might be happy with his contract. I don't
right.
know.
Well,
his agent may not be.
Yeah, I was going to say, give me Saquon's number. I'll get him unhappy.
His agent may be thinking differently.
Yeah.
I'll say this.
Like, do you know what Bryce Huff made?
I was going to say, exactly. I'll say this.
Do you know what Paul George is making?
It's a piece of advice to Saquon. Whatever you do, just handle it behind closed doors.
Right.
As long as it's not public or anything. If it happens, great. Be great. The Eagles announced they restructured your deal or whatever. That's fine. But what fans don't want to hear is that you're not happy with your contract and you want a new deal.
Right.
Because I guarantee you, I'm thinking... Well, he's not T.O., but this is what happened with T.O. after the Super Bowl.
Well, and the truth is I think everybody would be okay now, but what you don't want to do is put a target on yourself for next year. If the guy in the second game has a hamstring and it, you know, it's there all year, and you're like, we just gave this guy, blah, 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 blah. So, but he is not a guy who would publicly, I can't imagine in any world Saquon Barkley would publicly be asking for an extension.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy.
Well, we're the ones who brought it up.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We're the ones who are talking about extension.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. We're the ones who brought it up.
So, speaking of Saquon, we're talking about whether his season this year was the best individual Philadelphia sports season of the last 50 years. I'm going to bring up two to you. We've talked about a bunch of them. Most people are saying yes. So, I don't think anyone would put this above Saquon's, but it should be mentioned is McNabb in 04. So, yeah. Donovan was third team All Pro. Had through 31 touchdown passes altogether, including and led the team to the Super Bowl in that year. So that was, you know,
he threw 31 touchdown passes in 14 games.
Right, yeah. Right. That Donovan's year that year, if you're going to look at single greatest, you know, Eagles quarterback years, you have Vic's almost MVP, you have that McNabb, you have Wentz in 17, and you have Jalen in 22.
And you got Foles in.
Oh, yeah.
You want to put his 27
and 2. 27 and 2. Yeah. Yeah. And then the other one, dude, Reggie White in 1987, the Eagles were only 7-8, but they only played 15 games.
Strike year.
That's right. Yeah. They only played 12 games that
12
year,
games,
Reggie
yeah.
White. He had 21 sacks in 12 games.
It's incredible. Dude, it's not even,
yeah.
Doesn't even seem real.
Reggie White, it's a shame that young people couldn't see Reggie White play. Because
and that was his first year.
He could be the single most dominant player in Philadelphia sports history, Reggie White. Like the best player. He's probably the best defensive end in NFL history. Yeah.
Yeah, not probably,
yeah,
yes.
Definitely the best defensive end in NFL history.
Some argue he's the best defensive player between he and Lawrence Taylor.
I was going to say LT.
They usually get argued about who's the greatest defensive player ever.
Dude, 21 sacks in 12 games is almost 2 sacks a game.
Yeah, it was.
Can you imagine that?
It's unheard of. Like I said, it doesn't even seem real.
I don't think they recorded pressures back then. You know, like we all love pressures now.
Oh, we love pressures, yeah.
Can you imagine how many pressures Reggie White had if he had 21 sacks in 12 games?
At least 20 more.
Just that the combination of speed and power and all that. Mike in Oxford, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hi, guys. Great. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
sir. Guys are a great team to listen to on a daily basis. I'm glad you just brought up Reggie White. I think it's important to recognize and admire the past history of true greatness. And I think often fans of today really don't know the history behind not only individual players, but also the Eagles as an organization. I think it's Saquon's year sits at the pinnacle. But I think right there is, if you look back when the Phillies last won the World Series in 2008 with Brad Lidge, he was perfect.
Mm-hmm. So that and is, and he was perfect through the playoffs as well. Did not blow a save all year.
Exactly.
Brad Lidge is a good one. Yeah.
And I think, you know, paralleling that, those levels of performance is what we're actually looking at. And when you're looking at, you know, when you brought up Reggie, you know, there were great players back then with Bruce Smith, some great, great players.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember Reggie when he was playing in the USFL for the Memphis Showboats before the Eagles even got him.
Yeah.
And he was tremendous then.
Yep. And, hell, Reggie White, you know, he had 33 sacks in college, I believe.
Yeah,
he was great at Tennessee.
At Tennessee, exactly. You know, as so many people don't realize, talking about even the Eagles' history with Vic Fangio. Fangio was the USFL, the Philadelphia Stars defense coordinator under Jim Mora. He was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And he had Sam Mills as his middle linebacker.
Yeah.
They had tremendous linebacking core. John Bunning was part of that linebacking group with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they went to the USFL championship 3 out of 3 years and won it twice with Kelvin Bryant and Chuck Fucina was their quarterback. I mean, they had great teams and recognizing how important individual performance built within the concept of team is so important. And, you know, I think people kind of just oftentimes paint it with a broad brush, without recognizing how unique this Super Bowl team is. And they were phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, because they were truly unselfish.
Yes. Yeah. And I think they also, not from a gameplay standpoint, but from I guess from like a vibe standpoint, they had so many weird ups and downs this year. Mm-hmm. You know, they had so many moments. It wasn't one, you know, the Lions were 15-2. I didn't hear a peep out of the Lions. You know what I mean?
Yep. Right.
But there were a lot of peeps out of the Eagles. And you can maybe blame WIP a little bit for that. But also, I think, you know, we have a sports station in Detroit, too. Trust me, if there was something to blow up out there, they would have blown it up.
Yeah.
It was a very singular season.
They didn't get any adversity into that playoff game.
No, with just injuries.
Just dealt with injuries, yeah.
I mean, their injury list was huge.
Yep.
When you really look at how many players, in essence, even when they played against the Washington, they were playing their number threes against everybody else's number ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it was a miracle they got to that game to begin with.
Well,
I mean, when you look at the overall playoffs, the Rams were the toughest.
We're the toughest team we face.
When you really think about it.
Yeah, for sure. I think that honestly the Lions playoff, the Lions Super Bowl was really that Minnesota game to win the division.
Yeah.
You know, that was their most impressive moment.
That's
the
last game of the year.
Yeah.
Is that the last game of the year?
It was last or next to last. And they had all those injuries defensively, and they demolished Minnesota. Mike, do you have somebody? It's Charles Barkley's birthday, so we're looking for somebody for next question today, for somebody who had a great second act. Who do you got?
Yes, definitely. And it's interesting. Charles is brought up because I saw Charles play in college at Auburn. A buddy of mine went to Auburn, and one spring break I went down there to see Charles play in college with Chuck Persons. They were playing against Alabama.
The Rifleman.
And again, their stud was Bobby Lee. I still have that guy's name in my head. The person who I think had a great second and third act is John Madden. John Madden was actually drafted by the Eagles.
That's a
never
good one.
Played for the Eagles.
Yep.
Coached with the Raiders, and then
we know he became John Madden,
the voice of the NFL,
greatest color guy of all time. And also, thank you for the call, Mike. Also, the video game lives on forever.
Mount Rushmore video games.
John Madden's a good one. Did
That's
have three acts.
Very
now,
good one.
The first act is a player. If he wasn't a
never
good
really
player.
Haven't.
Yeah, I'm only going to give him two acts on that. I'll give him credit for two acts.
Yeah.
The Brad Lidge one, I hadn't even thought of. I don't know what it is. I don't put Brad Lidge on the same. Maybe it's because he's a closer.
It is because he's a closer.
And because
he was perfect.
Yeah.
Mr. And, Perfect that year.
And because it was a closer, and because it was really only that year. And I know we're only talking about one year, but there's something about, what's his name? Yankees.
Which one? Mariano Rivera?
Rivera.
Yeah.
There's something about him being dominant every year that made it feel like he was better.
I Brad Lidge, he won't win it, but he is on the list of great individual
perfect.
Season. Yes, he was perfect. And we won a World Series.
Yes. If only we had perfect relievers this past year. Maybe.
Maybe we could have got out of that first round.
You know, coming up next, Trey Turner talked about hitting leadoff. Let me, for a couple minutes here.
Oh, we're going baseball? Next,
yeah, just a little bit.
All right.
We'll get back to Saquon, I promise.
I'm good with it.
Let me ask you this before we get to the Trey thing.
Yeah.
What do you expect out of the Phillies this year? I'm confused about what the expectations actually are, and I go back and forth on it.
Okay, here's my honest expectation for the Phillies. An LCS versus the Dodgers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you think you're expecting championship level, maybe not the best team in the baseball as they were.
That's the Dodgers.
But NLCS level.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think they're the best of the rest. I got the Dodgers up here, and I think we should be the best of the rest.
So going into the season, because that surprises me from you. So going into it, if they're not, you're holding that as the standard. So if they're not good enough, you will say, hey, this is not good enough.
Oh, for sure.
Enough.
Yes, sir.
Because I feel like Jack, I'm not teasing Jack, but Jack is setting it up as,
Yeah, we're not going for that.
This isn't a year, blah, yeah. blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's all about self-preservation.
Okay. Because yeah. I'm
that's
torn.
Jack wanting a soft landing.
For the Phillies.
He mm-hmm. understands Eagles have won a title. Right. Marquette, you guys won a title. Like, I need you to get him out of that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do
gotta that. Get him out of that mode of lowering the bar for the Phillies. I mean, my goodness, you talk about the Phillies 25-8. That's more than 24-7 for everybody.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I knew you understood what I was saying for some people.
Yeah.
Yes. So you talk about them all the time. How can you not expect them to do more? Now, granted, not better than the Dodgers. They may not even be better than the Braves.
Right. But good enough.
Yeah, but it's not like the Braves are head and shoulders better than you are. Like, come on, man.
So I needed this talk, right? Because you can't. Jack, boy, you're walking back into the hellfire.
Hey, he won't take another day off, I tell you that.
Well, you can't say Lizardo was a great acquisition and Max Kepler is a great acquisition and then have a team that had the second best record in the National League last year and not go in this year and say the expectation is the World Series. The expectation has to be the World Series. Like, the understanding what the Dodgers are, let's put them to the side for a second. But a team that can compete for the World Series, I need to go into this year, and I'm going to spend the next week and a half doing this. Maybe we do some of this tomorrow. I need to spend the next week and a half before we get to Clearwater getting in the mindset that this is not just a, oh, they can't do it year. This is a, it's just like last year. You have to do
you
it.
You have to do it.
You have to do it.
Have to. Come on, man. All this talent, all this money that's been spent.
Still spending.
You got a damn good pitching rotation, if not the best in baseball, one of them.
You want Bryce Harper wants an extension, Kyle Schwarber wants an extension,
right.
JT Realmuto wants an extension.
Yep.
Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, let's put it on the table.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. Let's go.
So,
it looks like Trey Turner will hit leadoff.
Start with him.
Yeah.
Start with Trey Turner.
So, we'll hear him next talk about hitting leadoff, which it looks like he's going to do. Also, continue the conversation about Saquon, whether this is the best individual Philadelphia season over the last 50 years. I have another one I'm going to throw at you next as well. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.